Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Age of Chivalry, or Legends of King Arthur, by Thomas Bulfinch. Throngs of knights and barons bold, in weeds of peace high triumphs hold, with store of ladies, whose bright eyes reign influence and judge the prize. Milton. Preface. In a former work, the compiler of this volume endeavored to impart the pleasures of classical learning to the English reader by presenting the stories of pagan mythology in a form adapted to modern taste. In the present volume, the attempt has been made to treat in the same way the stories of the second Age of Fable, the age which witnessed the dawn of the several states of modern Europe. It is believed that this presentation of a literature which held unrivaled sway over the imaginations of our ancestors for many centuries will not be without benefit to the reader, in addition to the amusement it may afford. The tales, though not to be trusted for their facts, are worthy of all credit as pictures of manners, and it is beginning to be held that the manners and modes of thinking of an age are a more important part of its history than the conflicts of its peoples, generally leading to no result. Besides this, the literature of romance is a treasure house of poetical material, to which modern poets frequently resort. The Italian poets, Dante and Ariosto, the English, Spenser, Scott, and Tennyson, and our own Longfellow and Lowell, are examples of this. These legends are so connected with each other, so consistently adapted to a group of characters strongly individualized in Arthur, Lancelot, and their compeers,